guys, it's Alexis and Samantha of An Extra Dose Podcast, and we are so excited to be back with you guys for another episode this week. We have some fun stuff to share with you guys, and we got so many questions about it, so we're really excited to jump in on it. So we hope you guys have had a really good week and weekend, previous weekend so far. We had a really busy week, and I don't think that this month is going to be any slower.
No, not at all.
We always know that this time of year is going to be really busy for us, and it's busy for everybody just because it's the holidays, and everyone's trying to get with their families and wrap up stuff and gifts, literally. Wrap up gifts literally as well.
Wrap things up.
So first, we want to talk about what we did last week, which we seem to always have busy weeks. I mean, sometimes they're slower. I feel like in the summer it like slows down a lot. Or I don't know. It feels like it does. I don't know.
Maybe we internally slow down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But last week, you guys know we love sports, and we went to a Stars game last weekend, or last week, sorry. And that was super fun. We usually watch a ton of football. We're major football fans, and I mean, collegiate and NFL. Like, we will legit put SportsCenter on the weekends. We're like dudes. So, I mean, our boyfriends will be happy about that.
I don't think when I was going on dates in my single days, when I was going on a lot of dates.
It was a long time ago.
I know. I feel like I'd be like, oh, I watch football. And they'd be like,
Yeah, sure.
Everyone says that. Yeah. They don't really. And I'm like, no, I legit. Like, we had NFL. What is it when you have
NFL Sunday Ticket.
We had NFL Sunday Ticket with DirecTV. We actually, like, got DirecTV so we could get that. The first year we had it, and then we didn't want to pay for it after, but we were fans of it when it was free.
But I mean, we legit, I don't watch every single game, but I do like to like kind of follow it throughout the weekend, and I get excited when it's on. It's something to watch. Oh, I'll have them in the background. I'm not like, oh my god, so invested.
I know, I feel like so many girls are like, no, I want to.
I mean,
watch
I'm not like watching every, I don't know every single player's name, but I'll definitely get into it. So anyways, he went to a Stars game on Thursday. And we've been to a couple, and they're really fun. They're more, if you're not really into sports, they might be something you want to try because they are quicker and there's a lot more action going on. It's easier to follow it, and I don't know, they're just fun to go to. The only thing is that it can be kind of cold inside, so if you're not a cold person, I would definitely layer up for sure because I was definitely chilly when we were in there. Anyways, so we went to the Stars game on Thursday, which was really fun, as he said, and we went with this experience or this app called Pair, P-A-I-R-R, and I'm going to have somebody to talk a little bit about it, so not talking your ears off, just me, solo.
Like, it's okay. I don't know. I feel like I can sound like I have a stock stuck in my throat.
A stock?
A sock.
Oh, a sock.
So I don't know who's better to listen accurate to. Yeah, it annoys me listening to myself, and I think I've said that
before. I mean, I don't know if you guys are like that, but I hate listening to myself do any kind of, like, recording or video. And I know, on a side note, some people have been like, well, only one person said this to me, but
some people.
But I feel like it's probably, like, a general thing, maybe.
Oh, God.
I mean, okay, so we're not YouTube personalities. We've gotten so many requests to do YouTube, and I'm just like, I mean, I'm not like, we're growing up, we were really reserved, and I think I'm not super peppy, like, as you guys can tell in this podcast. I like have to really like,
I don't really, honestly, I don't think like,
I don't have that personality.
I think it can be funny. And I think if you know us in person, like we have a good sense of humor and we have a good energy. Like, I feel like I'm being so naive. I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm so
naive.
Great. Not naive. Naive is not even the right word.
No.
So like
narcissistic.
And then I'm, like, so great. Everything about me is so great. No, I'm not. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, like, I feel like it's not like we're, like, dead people when you meet us. But I feel like maybe some people think that when they listen. I don't know. Maybe I just got a complex because someone told me that.
Somebody said, and I know they meant well, and I'm, like, going on a tangent now. But it just reminded me of this. That I sound really monotone, and only if I'm doing videos of not my face do I sound like I have more like of a personality. I don't sound awkward. Apparently sound very awkward when I record my face. Which I know you can't, again, this is like to everyone else. I know you can't please everybody. I'm not like sitting here crying about it. I'm just saying, I think it's a little accurate.
I think it's like you're using as
positive feedback.
Yeah. Or constructive, what is it?
Constructive criticism.
And
I do think that I could sound more, you know, if I'm trying to talk about something.
More alive.
It is, like, it's fun to listen to somebody who's, like, has a personality.
Yeah, and that you're laughing
But I'm
at.
Also, like, that's just not me. I don't, I mean, I love hosting.
No, I was laughing because, like, I think we were both, when we were, Alex and I were talking about this, I feel like, I don't know if it's just my personality and hers, too. I get excited about things, but I'm not, like over the top. Like, I feel like even,
you know, those people, like when they see an old friend, like, oh my god,
like they start crying,
they like cry, they're like jumping on them like that. I'm excited, but I'm just like,
I don't think I show it as much.
Take it or leave it, bitch.
No, I don't, that's not what I mean. I just feel like I'm not one way or the other. Like, if I'm upset, I look upset, but I'm not like over the top.
I mean,
and then if I'm happy,
I just have a resting bitch face all the time.
That sounds great.
Like, no, it sounds like I don't try to.
You sound like someone I'd want to get to know.
No, I don't try to, but I'm not overly like, oh my god.
Okay, so bottom of the line.
Oh
bottom,
my god. I like, just stop talking. My,
yeah.
Stop talking.
He wanted me to talk about this app. Yeah. I shouldn't be talking
about
it.
Yeah, I think you should be because.
Oh my god. Well, let me just, hopefully I don't say any other random phrases that aren't actually real phrases.
Good thing I'm here for that.
I put a Samantha on it is what I did. I put a spin on it.
Sammy spin.
That's what I did.
But to sum it up, basically, I am monotone, so.
No.
No, I'm trying to work on it, but I'm not like super over the top YouTube. I'm not a YouTube personality.
Well, I think you just have to get used to it. I don't know.
I will say on a side note, I mean, I've said 10 side notes tonight, but I watched a video when we were in Europe after we graduated from college. We went on a trip with our mom, and apparently we got a hold of the video camera that we took with us. Like, we didn't just use our iPhone. This was, I mean, this is a long time ago. We had, like, a real camera that recorded stuff on, which is so weird.
Camcorder.
I mean, it was a small one, but it was still a camcorder. Sam had lost her iPhone, long story short, and we were recording the room. I don't know why. And we were so awkward. I mean, talk about awkward.
I mean, we weren't that young. I mean, we were 18. How old are we?
We were 18.
No, we were older. We were 21, 22.
Oh, yeah.
Even worse.
We were so, I mean, it's fine. I just wasn't used to being in front of the camera. Late
bloomers.
Not that I'm like a star right now, but I think I've gotten more used to like talking on like a camera. I still get super awkward. I don't like showing my face. I just, if you guys notice on Instagram, I will take stuff of my face because I think it's more relatable, but I don't like, I'd rather just record something else. Like, I don't do the front facing camera and start recording.
I think it's
public.
Just me being, I don't know. I feel like it looks weird.
I'm not going to be at Starbucks like recording myself.
Like, I know you guys might like that. Like, as like you're going on
you
my
life. You feel like you are.
But
I get it.
You have to understand what these people look like when they're recording it. And I know maybe they don't care. Maybe they have no shame. I've seen it in person. I think it looks weird.
Well, anyways, we were super awkward. I was like, hopefully I don't sound like that. I mean, I don't think I'm that bad.
So maybe in 10 years, you'll be like a
I mean, and
great.
I have to say, the girl who said it to me, she meant well, and she was very sweet. But, I mean, hopefully some of you guys aren't that turned off by my monotoneness. I don't know.
Now that we've gone almost on a 10-minute tangent.
That's fine.
Okay. Back to the Pair app that we're really excited to talk about. Because
but for real, we're not
for real.
Like,
we're not
really
gonna go on a
excited.
Tangent. Yeah. No, I'm like, if I could show how excited I was, I could.
But you just said we don't show.
I don't show it. So I'm saying if I could show it, I would. Anyway, I'm really excited to talk about it genuinely. So, basically, they call it an experience exchange, and the reason for that is because it's a platform where it connects members, which would be you guys that sign up for it, with exclusive invitation only. Events from different brands. So basically everything that is on there is free of charge and you are getting invited based on the fact that you're signed up for this app and these experiences, and it's matching you with only things you like. And their whole philosophy is that you go to, let's say you go to concerts and you go to events and you do different things, you're obviously paying for that. Like, you go to, like, let's say you go to One Republic. I love One Republic. Yeah, I mean, it's not free. You're paying to go to that. And maybe you go there and you're like, oh, I wish, like, or not even like a concert. Maybe you go to like some kind of event. You're like, well, this was fun, but I wish this could be better because I'm not really into that kind of thing. So their whole thing is, and then at the same time, they're saying, like, people who are in branding and marketing, they're using a lot of your user information for stuff to benefit them. You're not even getting any kind of benefit out of it. So their whole philosophy behind that app is to be able to pair, that's what it's called, pair, is to pair you with things that you actually enjoy based on things I'll talk about later that you select with brands that are trying to already promote things. They already have a budget that they're trying to spend on stuff, and regardless of what they're trying to, I mean, they're going to spend it no matter what, and they would rather have spent it on people who actually want to see these things and enjoy these things, just like you would rather go to events that obviously are free and ones that you actually want to go to and that you enjoy the brand. So that's how they kind of came up with it, and that's the whole thing. They call it, like I said, an experience exchange because the events are customized for you and they're funded by the really fun brands, like I just said, that come up with these events. And so it's basically mutual beneficial is the whole idea. So anyway, more on this is to come in the blog, but basically we did use this app just to try it out. We used it to go to the Stars game that Alexis talked about on Thursday. And it was really fun. So what we ended up going Thursday night to the Stars game, and we did the VIP experience, which is really fun because we got to go early, which I've been to a Stars game before, but I didn't get to go do that exact, exact experience. So Alexis, you can kind of talk about what we got to do there.
So yeah, when we got there, it was really fun. We got there and they gave us a special wristband and a pass to go down to the bottom of the ice. And so before the game starts, the players do like a little practice and some drills. But before that even happens, we got to go. We didn't stand like in the middle of the ice, but like at the little entrance to the door of the ice, we got to take some pictures, and they were really nice. Took pictures of us, lots of different angles, which is very important. And so we did that, and then they closed off the actual door to the ice, which is like really cool the way they do all of it. And if you guys don't know, in Dallas, it's where the Mavericks also play. So it's really amazing to see how they transform that same arena from like a basketball court to ice to like a hockey game to concert. They transform it all in a matter of like days. So it's really cool. I mean, maybe even the same day, I think, but. So we got to take pictures on the ice, and then after that, they closed off the ice, and we got to watch both teams do their drills. So we were actually closer to the team that they were playing, the opponent, and we got to see them do all their drills, and they were, like, knocking into the glass right in front of us. I mean, were those girls taking, like, a million Snapchats of these guys?
These guys, how we thought we were, like, so into them or something.
No, I mean, we're both dating people, but we looked like we were, like, trying to pick up a guy, but in reality, it was just cool to get to get pictures of them so close. And just to see, like, they're already so sweaty. They haven't even started the game, but they're, like, they've already done their full workout.
Yeah.
And then, so we watched that. And then right after that finished, we went up back to our seats, which ended up being a few sections over from where we were watching them. And it was the second row, which I've only been a few, but I've never sat that far down.
I've sat low down, but not that far.
And so we were like right in the middle of the action. I will say it was a little bit cooler. So if you do this specific experience, make sure you wear lots of layers, because I was wearing like some faux leather leggings and it was just not enough. And it was cold outside that day anyways. So make sure you bring like a scarf or some kind of jacket and stuff. And then they have obviously really good snacks and all that you can get there, but it was just fun being near it. And then of course the Stars won that game, so that was, it made it even more fun. And they got like two goals like very close together, which we went to another Stars game a couple weeks ago that you guys, I think we talked about on here, and it was not a very exciting, it was a very boring game. So it was definitely fun. Even if you're not into sports, it's a really fun thing to go to with like a girlfriend, or your boyfriend would probably love it. So you guys should definitely check it out. And the app, I mean, obviously, like Sam was saying, it's not just sports. There's so many other activities you can do. Like, I know people did it for ACL and some other, like, different concerts and activations. So it's something you should definitely download. We'll share the link and the blog post for this episode. And if you check the blog on Thursday, we'll have a full episode on a full blog post on everything about it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to go over, I kind of talked about quickly how you sign up for it, but like Alexis said, we'll have a link how to sign up. I believe the referral code to sign up, you can use a double dose. So there's a box for referral. Or in the link we're going to give you, it will actually put that referral link in the box for you already. If you just use that swipe up link to download the app and sign up for it, all you do is put your email in. But I wanted to kind of go over what happens after. Again, we'll have a blog post on Thursday discussing all this. If you listen to this podcast and you're like, oh, I want to learn more about this, I always feel like podcasts are like easier to listen to. Like when you're driving something, you're like, oh, I want to go back to
that. You like make a mental note.
And then now when you guys see the blog post, you'll be like, oh, okay, I remember seeing this. It's not just some random app that they're talking about. But anyway, so it's really easy to sign up. I obviously had signed up for it before we went to the Stars game. And all you do is you sign up with your email, and then it gives you like little boxes for different experience elements that you like. Like there's one like one with like spa kind of thing, like a few different like spa things, like blowouts, I don't know, facials, different things like that. Then there's like more outdoorsy things, there's music, there's like tons of different experience things, and you can click all the ones that you find interesting and that you'd want to do. I mean, obviously if it's like something, if you're not about nature and there's a bunch of those, like that would obviously be something you wouldn't click off because you don't really want to go to an event like that. But you just select the ones you like, and then the brands behind the scenes will create these customized experiences for people like you and other obviously like-minded people that shows the selected things. And then you get emails in your inbox when you've been selected for events, and then you just show up. So it's really easy to sign up for, and like I said, it helps both parties involved. It's where they do something like this. And Alex and I, we obviously have the we're grateful we get to do a lot of these kind of events, just like when brands invite us to things. So I think this concept, we have so much fun doing these things, and I think it's, this is a really cool concept. If you've seen bloggers that you're like, oh, that's so cool, they do different events, like this is a way for people who aren't necessarily bloggers to be able to go to things like that they like. And I think that if in the bottom of the website, if you see that your city, like it's not available in your city, there's a place to sign up to say that you want it in your city. And I'm sure they're looking to try to expand, obviously.
Yeah. We do that a lot with others, not just stuff like this, but any other brand. Like if there's some kind of thing that we don't have here, there's always a spot like for food, like food products or different companies. There's always a spot that you can request in your city. Don't just be discouraged because your city's not on there. People want to know if you want a demand in their city. So I know like when we did our food product, we wanted to know if there was a demand somewhere. So you're not always, don't be afraid to do that because it's super helpful. So that's, if you guys have any questions about the app or pair experience at all before you read the blog post or even after reading the blog post or listening to this, you can always message us and we're happy to direct you or try to answer the best we can. But always feel free that you can reach out to us. So, kind of going along with that, we have a very busy week next week because one of many things. It is Thanksgiving, which aka is our favorite holiday. I think we mentioned this in another episode. We love Thanksgiving. Since we're eating plant-based.
Obviously, we're probably thinking the same thing because obviously twin brain. But as you guys know, I've been plant-based especially right now. Since I've been pretty strict with it. Yeah. I was eating a lot of, I still eat some salmon and some fish occasionally, but I've recently been a little bit more strict with it. And I am like very much looking forward to eating some turkey because I still really am excited about it. And obviously all the vegetables. Well,
yeah, our mom makes like a ton of vegetables too. So I'm excited about that. And we're going to be making some pies. So I'm excited about that as well.
So I'm sure if they're healthy, you guys are going to be wanting the recipe.
Yeah. I mean, they're not real pies, but
you know. What I'm saying. People always message me over, you're like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know if you're going to like it.
It's not like it looks decent, but it's not as great as the real thing.
But I feel like some people eat like us, yeah. So they're fine with it.
I'm very bland. Anyways, so besides Thanksgiving, it is the busiest shopping week of the year, I feel like. So that's the Nordstrom sale. And
I feel like it still is. I mean, there was a sale literally every day.
Because Nordstrom sale is just for Nordstrom. This is like everyone. Yeah. So it is Cyber Week, and you guys know that we're all about that. We post so much about it because we want to help you guys. And I know I've already been getting so many questions about, are we going to post gift guides, and are we going to share different shopping like sales and stuff like that? And yes, we are. We've already started posting. I think there's been 2 or 3 gift guides on the blog so far, and there'll be more coming. And you can check the ones from last year too. Like some of the stuff still is available. So if you're already shopping and you're really ahead of the game, you can look at those.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, that's how I'd be, not going to lie. But we will be covering Cyber Week on the blog, probably starting Tuesday or Wednesday, because the sales seem to start earlier and earlier every year. And I think it's kind of good. I mean, it's kind of annoying in a way, but it's kind of good because I feel like everybody gets so, on Thanksgiving, everyone's so worried about shopping. You're not only worried about being with your family and friends. So the fact that it starts Tuesday and Wednesday is kind of annoying, but you can also like start shopping and not have to worry about it later. I don't know. Some of the best sales were like on Wednesday, not even on Thanksgiving. I mean, Wednesday and Thursday. And like it wasn't Friday. Black Friday was just a continuation. It was not really Black Friday. It was a continuation because it had started. It was like old news. So be a bit like,
I feel like people used to like wait until Friday.
Yeah.
It's even not, when we were like younger.
No, it's like earlier every year. It's going to be like Sunday next year.
Yeah.
But anyways, I would start looking, like be on the lookout Tuesday or Wednesday because stuff's going to start. I feel like I'm getting a feeling that's going to start that early.
So we all want to beat each other.
Yeah. And so it's like a call. Excuse me.
They all want to beat each other. It's basically
what I was saying. Competition. Sorry, I'm like clearly very tired as usual. This weather and time change is killing me. Still, we're almost 2 weeks out.
I know.
But anyways, I want to share, because I know it can be really overwhelming, kind of like what our tips are for Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that, and like what we recommend that you guys kind of be on the lookout for. I mean, obviously each person's, you may not even be shopping for gifts necessarily, though. You're, like, I feel like so many people, maybe they're shopping for gifts, so they're really ahead of the game, but they're usually just shopping for themselves. I mean, which is fair. Like, I get it. So, our strategy for Black Friday and really that whole week and the whole, and up until Monday, is to shop online. And I know everyone's like, oh, that's kind of like you're sitting on your computer all day, but that's exactly the point. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to get in your car. You don't have to look cute.
You have to fight the crowd.
Yeah, and fighting the crowd, you can literally do it from, you don't have to move from your bed. You can just have your laptop right there or your tablet or your phone and you can just click away. And I feel like, I mean, we're not the only bloggers that cover it. So like everyone makes it so easy to shop depending on whose style you like to follow. Obviously, we hope you like ours, but we try to share a lot of affordable stuff at different price points and we got requests to do men's and women's, so we'll definitely be sharing a mix of both of those. And like I said, you can look at ones from last year to get more ideas. But our number one strategy to be shop online. And if you get too overwhelmed, then you can always DM us if you're like, I really just need like your top five things that you'd buy. We try to be pretty like strategic in like what we post because like it can go, you don't want to see 10 million items on sale. Like what are the top things to buy? So we'll try to be pretty good about that. But obviously shopping online, and then you don't need to necessarily buy everything that you see is on sale. Like Samantha said, everything's on sale all the time. There are some like staple pieces that go on sale during Cyber Week that we think are like important to kind of stock up on. And so we'll share those in a second. But I would just, you know, pick strategically what items you're looking for. I don't think you can ever go wrong, but I think people end up buying too much and then they're like, well, shit, like I did not need to buy.
I think you
can
get very wrapped up in the sale, which, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. Treat yourself. But I feel like you kind of forget what you're actually buying because you're like, I mean, I do that sometimes. I'm like, I don't really need it, but I'm like, it's on sale, so I should get it because I don't know when it'll go on sale again.
Yeah. So last year, I pulled up some of my stuff from last year to see, you know, what a lot of people are buying and stuff. So I think it's kind of helpful for you guys to see, you know, what performed the best. So obviously pajamas. I know that sounds super dumb, but it's the holiday pajamas obviously are great to buy. And I think that they're just good things to buy as gifts or for yourself, for your family, so you guys can have all cute matching ones. But there was a set that I did last year. I'm going to link to it in this episode. But it was just like really cute, soft, long sleeve set. And it had like a holiday print on it. And it had a matching eye mask, which was so cute. And it was so soft.
They make it again this year.
Yeah, they have it this year in different prints. And it looks exactly the same. But it's
and
really
on
cute.
That note, someone else on the pajama note, someone actually had a few people message me with the same question. That they found a picture that I think Alexis and I, or I don't know if I did.
Oh, I know.
I posted a few, like a year ago.
The sitting one?
Or 2 years ago. And maybe it was posted twice with the same pajama. And the truth is, they're both from Nordstrom, but they make, just like Alexis was saying, they switch out the prints. They make the same pajama, same fit, or they might change it slightly, but it's the exact same style. They just change the print. So if you want that print from 2 years ago or a year ago, they don't make it, unfortunately. You'd have to get the newer style, which is, they're all usually, they have a variation of colors. So I would just go back to the ones we link because the ones you want from 2 years ago, I'm sad to say, probably don't exist. Maybe on Poshmark, but they don't exist online.
Yeah, so obviously those pajamas, and then there was a moto jacket that is like a suede moto jacket. I've shared it several times already this year, but it's a really good layering piece. Along with that, there's a faux leather one. I'm sure there'll be some kind of sale on one of those too, so be on the lookout for that. Just like a V-neck pullover sweater, also a super soft one. It's a little bit longer, so you can wear leggings too. And the faux leather leggings, those are a must. The Spanx ones are my favorite, and we just bought two other pairs of them because we love them so much.
I was going to talk about them. I love the petite ones. I had regular pairs before, and I decided the other day to order some of the petite ones because, like, you know what? They're sometimes kind of long on me, and it kind of bothers me, so I decided to try the petites. And guys, if you're under probably like 5'4 or 5'5 and under, you can definitely do the petite ones. They probably run a little bit smaller everywhere else, but the length is much better. And I got an extra small, which size I normally wear. And if you've tried the Spanx ones or if you haven't, they're snug. Like, they're not supposed to be loose leggings. The waist is tight because they're like Spanx. So, but I really like them compared to some other ones I've tried. I really like them because they're tight and they suck you in.
Yeah. So along with that, an over-the-knee boot, obviously, and a bootie. Those are good things to buy because they go on sale. A lot of the designer ones will go on sale. Like, I know the Stuart Weitzman ones sometimes will go on sale. And just some, like, a pair of Vince Camuto ones that they're just a good buy. So be on the lookout for booties or boots that you're trying to look for, because I think a lot of them will go on sale during Cyber Week. So along with that, a fleece pullover. Again, I know it sounds kind of cliche and, like, basic, but you can wear them with leggings. You can dress them up with jeans, and they also make a great gift for anybody. And then if you're not shopping for yourself and you're shopping for your, like, home items, I would say a good throw blanket. Those always go on sale, and you can use them all the time. A luggage set, because who doesn't need, you're probably doing traveling at some point in the spring and summer, and those always go on sale too. And then obviously, like, cookware, like a pressure cooker or a juicer. I know Amazon does a lot of stuff, sales on that. We've been using an air fryer a lot, and those are really good gifts too. If the person you're shopping for is a coffee drinker, you could do, excuse me, the espresso or the Keurig or something like that, some kind of cappuccino maker. And then for beauty, this is like a great gift. You don't know what to buy somebody, speaking of gifts. A silk pillowcase is amazing. Our mom got us ones, I think it was last year, and we love ours. We use them all the time, and I see a difference. Like, when I use it, my skin feels a lot better. I know it sounds dumb, but it is. And then for, like, a guy, the UGG slippers, I think, are a great gift. Top gift. I know Sam got them for her boyfriend last Christmas, and he loves his. He wears them all the time. And they're just a great gift for anybody. We got our dad a pair. So, like, any age, the UGG slippers are great. And then a pair of chukka boots. I know, like, a suede pair. Guys have been really into those. You can get them at different price points. You don't have to get, like, the really expensive ones. But they look good with jeans. You can dress them up with chino pants, like, for work. And then just, like, a good V-neck sweater, like a cashmere sweater or scarf, is really good for guys too. Oh, and then a robe, because who doesn't love a good robe? I know UGG makes some really good robes that are super soft too. So for that's what we'd suggest looking at. Obviously, you can buy a ton of stuff, but I would say look for, like, staple pieces, have, like, a game plan, obviously shop online, and check back on our blog, because we'll be sharing a ton of stuff on there. So if you guys have any other things specifically you want to see regarding Cyber Week, or you want us to cover some specific sales, you don't know what to pick out, just let us know ahead of time, and we'll be happy to look into that and try to cover it the best we can. I know that we've been getting a lot of topics for a black tie wedding on New Year's Eve, so we're going to be sharing some black dresses. After Cyber Week is over, we're going to do a big blog post on that to help you guys out. So just be on the lookout for that. And kind of on the topic of gifts, we want to talk about some of the gifts that we suggest for, like, your girlfriend or your friends or your sister and stuff that's kind of on our wish list. So, obviously, we probably need to share some of them before in our other thing. But I kind of already bought myself this already ahead of time. But the Stuart Weitzman over the knee, the Highline boots, I was going to wait till Black Friday to get them, but I got them early, and we've been wearing.
She just couldn't wait.
Yeah, we've been. Well, we share everything. We've already been wearing them all the time, so already got myself those. That was my wish list. Obviously, the Spanx leggings. We just got ourselves two.
Those are, like, a really great good pair for your sister, your cousins, or, like, anyone that you know likes that faux leather look, or they already like Spanx. But it's not, like, Spanx, like, I feel like they've been around enough that you guys know the leggings that they're not. They're not, like, Spanx. But, like, the ones you wear under your clothes. But they come up, they have camo ones now. They have ones that are velvet. They've like different color faux leather. I mean, I just like the classic black. I did try on the camo, and as much as I love camo, I think it's because I have short legs. I don't like them as much on me, but they're really cute if you like that look on you. Like if you have longer legs or you just like the way that looks. But I think another really great gift is like a really nice like cashmere scarf or wrap. I actually borrowed my mom's. She has one that she bought at Nordstrom, and she has a black one, and then she has like a fuchsia colored one. And I think either one of those, like a neutral color, like gray or black or tan or a brighter pop of color, you can't go wrong with any of those. And I actually wore mine to a wedding. Two weddings that I went to. And like what I was saying is like they can be worn as a scarf in the winter, or they can be worn as like a shawl over like a dress or with jeans or like going on date night or to a wedding or whatever. So they're really versatile and they're really soft and they're like a really nice gift. And you could even like get it embroidered somewhere inside, or I don't know if that's possible, but you could do something like that, or even on a scarf. And on that note, I think a robe is always really nice, or like a little towel wrap, just because people will use those all the time. UGG makes some like really soft ones.
Yeah, I said that. And I think a candle is a really nice gift. Mm-hmm. Perfume, because these are all things that don't have to be like sized, you know, you just buy them. Personalized necklaces.
Yeah, I mean, you can get things that are sized, but getting things I feel like are so much easier.
It's so hard.
And it's better than getting gift cards. Like, yeah. I know some people do that. I personally think, like, I know it's hard to shop for some people, but I personally think there's nothing, especially, like, I can use this as an example because my boyfriend always says that. He's like, it's so hard to shop for you because you literally have everything, and, like, what you guys do as a job, you like, what you do, she's like, you have, like, everything you could ever want. So, but I always think, like, it no matter what he gives me or whatever my parents give me or what my sister gives me, I think of it differently. Even if I had 10 of them, I think of them so differently because I got it from them. And so it's the same thing with a gift, like, yes, I think it's so nice to be able to pick out what you want with a gift card rather than get something you don't want. But I just feel like even if it's not something you normally pick out, you would love it either way. At least I know I would, because I know the sentimental value that's, you know, that person gave it to me. So always think of them when I like use it or wear it. That's just my philosophy. But if you guys are really into gift cards, then by all means, I'm just trying to give you guys some ideas to if you don't want to go down that route.
Yeah, so is there anything on your list that you want, like on your wish list?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm trying to think. If I didn't have, like, an Apple Watch, I probably would want one. I mean, I have a second, I don't know what generation I have.
You have second.
But I feel like those make really good gifts, so that would be on mine if I didn't have one. Yeah, I love the OTK boots. I'm trying to think. Like, a soft robe is always nice.
A new laptop.
Yeah, I need a new laptop. I'm actually using Alex, like she's using my MacBook Pro and I'm using her MacBook Air, which none of them are bad laptops, but just mine's older and needs a refreshed. I don't know. I almost bought a Pro and I returned it because I realized I didn't need it right now. I would love the AirPods. I mean, I already have them, but I think they make a great gift too, because I think when they first came out, people were like, oh, like that's like, they look like an alien talking like to nothing, but they're so amazing. If you haven't tried them, like go. They sell them at Costco. They sell them at the Apple Store. They sell them at Target. So I think those make really great gifts too. Other than that, like Lex saying, I think perfume. I think skincare is a really great gift too. We use the Tula products, and I know you guys ask us a lot about it, what we think about it. We actually got our mom hooked on them. They can be pretty pricey. That's what I was saying. They make good gifts because it's not like.
I don't think they're that bad.
I mean, skincare is pricey in general, but at
they're
least,
reasonable.
My point is they're pricey in that they're skincare, but they're reasonable, like given all the brands of skincare. And I like they're all pretty much natural, and I know that it works well on my skin. So I would definitely recommend it. Even someone older like my mom has tried it and she likes it a lot. And the packaging is pretty, so it's like it presents pretty. And I think Alexis has mentioned we have a code for to get
It's double dose.
It's just double dose.
For 20%
off your purchase. So it's a great time.
They have gift sets.
Yeah, they have gift sets that are really great. It already comes all the stuff in there, and it comes a little, some of them come with like a little cute cosmetic bag that I think is really cute. And it's cute for traveling, especially for the holidays. If you give it to them around Christmas, they can use it for like New Year's travel or travel in January. So it presents really cute too. But other than that, I mean, I'm sure we'll share more on our blog.
Yeah.
But those are the things that come to mind right now.
So, staying with the holiday topic, we put our tree up very early, prematurely, on Sunday. But that's because we had to take a lot of pictures with it. So, it's not just, I mean, yeah, it looks pretty. I'd love to have it up longer. But we had to have it up early because we have some campaigns to shoot, which I'm not mad about.
That will probably be on appearing in December, and as you know, we're still in November, and you can see how early we have to shoot these ahead of time.
So, anyways, we got so many questions about, to be honest, this is our second year having a tree because we're Jewish, and we did a Hanukkah tree. We had always been wanting one, and we did one finally last year. We're like, okay, we're going to do this. We didn't know what the heck we were doing. I'm not going to get into it, but we were like watching YouTube, and we didn't know. We didn't know. We never had done one before. So this year we're more prepared. My boyfriend helped us put it up this year. And
we have a flocked one, yeah, and it gets everywhere.
It makes a mess. It was all over our dog. Lucy was covered in it, all of her tail and everything.
Of course, she wanted to run right into the sprinkles. She probably thought it was snow.
But once we put in our story, we got so many questions.
Excuse me. Like where we got it. And we were kind of honored, no joke. I'd be honored either way, but I was like, I know nothing about trees, and I feel kind of special that you guys are asking me about this, because you guys probably who are asking me, you know way more about trees than I do. But we did get a lot of people that were Jewish, and they loved the idea. This happened last year, too, and they wanted to make one of their own. So I'm glad you guys were inspired by it. But we got a lot of questions on where we got the tree, and I remember this happened last year, the exact same tree and ornaments that we used last year. We didn't really branch out. We did get some garland that we used for some photos, and we got some at Michael's, and I do really like it. On that note, I'm going to talk about some of our favorite spots to buy, like affordable decor for Christmas and the holidays, but I kind of just spilled one of them out. That's when I realized I backtracked and said we were going to talk about it. Because Michael's is probably one of my favorite spots that I would go to for, like, we actually had a lot of pumpkins. If you think back in general, we had pumpkins by our fireplace, and kind of like we had this like little area that we take pictures in as well. And I got their plastic, and obviously I love the way real pumpkins look, but they start rotting, and these were hollow inside. They come in white, black, orange, whatever. So my point is Michael's has great decor year round. And pretty affordable, because I feel like, talk about sales, they always have some kind of sale. And I got this really cute garland that's obviously not real. And it's flocked a little bit, slightly flocked, which means it has a little bit of like the fake snow on there. And then it has, what else does it have? There's little pine cones. Little pine cones. They had like a whole aisle of them. And we just kind of went through and picked. They had some like a lot of red stuff. But obviously, like I said, we're kind of sticking with the blue because we're Jewish. So we don't want to make it look super Christmassy. But I just kind of like the way the white looks anyway, the white look. So they had a bunch of with the white and the red and blue. They did different ones, but we just chose one that was more white. And then we strung our own lights on there. But I loved their section just because they have really great stuff. It was all 40% off. It probably still is right now. So I would go recommend buying. We bought our tree on this time last year, and it was 40% off. We got our tree there. It already has the lights on there. And it's really easy to set up. It comes in three parts, and it's very easy to put together and take apart and put back in the box for the next year, which is like my kind of idea. Another spot that I actually was at yesterday, and I bought a really cute tree skirt, was at Target, and I think I got it for like $20. It's white. I'll have to show you guys on Instagram because it's so cute. It's white with like really big white pom-poms, or like cream pom-poms, and it came in red, but like I said, I wanted to stick with the white. And we do that, and then we put pillows, like white pillows, on top of the skirt just to kind of fill it in, because we don't really put presents down there because, like I said, we don't really celebrate Christmas. So we don't really put presents down there. We just honestly use it for pictures, and I honestly like the way it looks. So I'll probably keep doing it every year just because I like the way that it makes my house look. But I just like it. In Judaism, there is something called, it's called the
Festival of Light.
So technically, I don't really know why we don't do them, but I'm going with the theme of doing it. But anyway, So those are my two spots, and then Alex is going to talk about her other spots that she recommends getting some decor.
Yeah, so Nordstrom Rack, speaking of Nordstrom Rack, I just did a blog post today of holiday decor, and they have some really cute stuff. I don't know if it's in the store, but again, online, they have tons of stuff. It's still super early, so you can get stuff online, and it'll be, like, really quick shipping. So I would check their stuff out. They had all kinds of, like, pillows, throws, like, home decor stuff, so check them out. Really good prices, too. And then Sam's Club or Costco, which are one you guys have, we got a lot of our ornaments there, like a big box of ornaments. They have like those huge boxes. And they have trees and garlands and all that stuff there. So definitely check there. I think it was, when I compared the prices to Amazon for the same ornaments, it was a lot less. So definitely
check them out. I haven't done a price comparison, but.
Yeah, we did last year.
Oh, maybe you did.
I don't know if it went up, but it was still.
They also, there they have like good gifts too.
Yeah. So definitely check. It's not just like food. They have tons of stuff there.
They have good baskets and like good clothing gifts.
Jackets. Slippers, stuff like that. So definitely check it out. We'll be sharing more holiday stuff in the next couple weeks. So keep listening. We hope you guys are enjoying the episodes, and we will chat to you more about it.
It's a goal.
It's a goal.
New resolution.
Thank you guys so much for listening. It means so much to us, and we will see you guys next week.